Hey, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Alice Dreger's Galileo's Middle Finger. Sophie, I have to ask, have you ever been in a situation where asking the wrong question made you the enemy?
Hi there, Sam. That's exactly what this book is about. Alice Dreger was a hero in the fight for intersex and transgender rights, but when she started asking uncomfortable questions about her own community, she got torn apart. It's a memoir about what happens when your tribe turns on you for following the data.
Right, and I think that's what makes it so powerful. She's not some conservative attacking progressive causes. She's a lifelong activist who used evidence to challenge the medical establishment on how they treated intersex infants. That work was celebrated.
Exactly. She exposed how doctors were secretly correcting the genitals of babies born with atypical sex anatomy, often causing lifelong harm. She did that by digging through archives and interviewing patients. She was a hero.
Then she turned her attention to a case in a lesbian community in Michigan. A transgender woman named Deirdre McCloskey was accused of being a sexual predator just because she was born male. Dreger investigated and found the evidence was flimsy. She argued that if we believe in self-identification, we can't police who counts as a real lesbian based on chromosomes.
And that's when the backlash started. The community that once praised her called her a traitor, a transphobe. She was harassed online. Her motives were attacked. The lesson was clear. If your data leads to a politically inconvenient conclusion, you become the enemy.
Then there's the Michael Bailey case. He was a psychologist at Northwestern who wrote a book arguing that some transgender women are motivated by a paraphilia called autogenophilia. Now, Dreger didn't necessarily agree with him, but she was appalled by the campaign to destroy him.
Right. Activists filed complaints, picketed his classes, threatened his family. When Dreger was asked to investigate the ethics of those tactics for a journal, she concluded they had crossed a line. And then the activists turned on her. She was doxxed, her email hacked, her reputation trashed.
The worst part, she writes, was the silence of her former allies. The same people who celebrated her courage now refused to defend her. They were afraid of being caught in the crossfire. Solidarity with the tribe mattered more than solidarity with the truth.
She also defends the anthropologist Napoleon Chagnon, who studied the Anomami people and was accused of fomenting violence and being a racist. Dreger dug into the evidence and found those accusations were wildly exaggerated. She defended him not because she agreed with everything he said, but because the evidence supported him.
So all three cases follow the same pattern. A scholar gets attacked for asking a forbidden question. The attackers aren't interested in debating the evidence. They want to enforce a moral orthodoxy. And the institutions that should protect free inquiry often cave to the mob.
She calls them the new inquisitors, comparing them to the Catholic Church that silenced Galileo. Just like the church refused to look through his telescope because it threatened their dogma, these modern inquisitors refuse to engage with data that challenges their political worldview.
Dreger eventually left her tenured position at Northwestern. She was exhausted by the hypocrisy of an institution that preached intellectual freedom while punishing those who practiced it. That's a quiet tragedy.
But the book isn't a cry of despair. It's a call to arms. She argues we need to be brave enough to follow the data wherever it leads, even if it puts us in conflict with our own tribe. She distinguishes between being an advocate who wants to win the argument and being a scholar who wants to find the truth.
That distinction really stuck with me. The scholar's job is to find the truth, not to comfort the afflicted or affirm our moral certainties. And that requires courage, integrity, and a willingness to stand alone.
Honestly, if you want to go deeper, the whole library is over on 7minutebooks.com/app. They have over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language, plus infographics on many of them. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access.
So the takeaway for me is this. Are we brave enough to defend the right of people we disagree with to speak? Are we willing to listen to evidence that challenges our deepest beliefs? That's the real test of intellectual integrity.
Galileo's middle finger is a reminder that the pursuit of truth is a heroic endeavor, one that demands we sometimes stand alone. We'll see you in the next one.